Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's Black Friday today, then comes Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday is looming as well. And millions of Americans are expected to go holiday shopping over the next few days. The National Retail Federation, expecting about 115 million shoppers, are out there today looking for deals on Black Friday. This woman is a first-timer in Minneapolis.
It's my first experience ever in 42 years to ever be in a store on Black Friday at all. So this is like coming in with a bang, but I think once Thanksgiving starts, it's on.
Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi saying he's resigning after weeks of violent protests in that country and after the nation's top Shiite Muslim cleric called for a change in leadership. Security forces in Iraq have killed about 400 mostly peaceful demonstrators and injured thousands more. This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from The Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
President Trump makes an unannounced visit to Afghanistan yesterday, where he visits with U.S. troops and discloses that the U.S. has reopened peace talks with the Taliban in Afghanistan. The president saying the Taliban wants to make a deal.
And they only want to make a deal because you're doing a great job. That's the only reason they want to make a deal. So I want to thank you, and I want to thank the Afghan soldiers.
The man who founded the cable network originally known as Black Entertainment Television likes President Trump's re-election chances. In an interview being broadcast today on CNBC, BET founder Bob Johnson says the 2020 election is Trump's election to lose. Johnson saying Trump's ability to dominate the news cycle and the way he handles issues puts him above all of the Democratic challengers. FoodSafety.gov says most leftovers from yesterday will be lasting a good 3 to 4 days in the refrigerator. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Golf legend Tom Watson, mourning the death of his wife Hillary. Reports are she died Wednesday night after a 3-year battle with pancreatic cancer. Hillary Watson was 63. Those annoying robocalls blowing up your phone are still happening at an insane rate. A tech company called RoboKiller says nearly 6 billion of the calls were made in the month of October alone. That breaks down to over 4,200 calls per second. The most of them happening in Texas. 5 cities are in the top 10 list for getting robocalls, and Dallas is number 1. Tom Hanks getting Thanksgiving started with an appetizer for the soul. The Oscar-winning actor led Twitter's new Nice Tweets video, reading some of the kindest messages on social media.
Got broken up with today, so I came home to this, a picture of a cake. You're still my number one love, Dad. I'm going to start crying again, because that's absolutely beautiful. By the way, whoever broke up with you is a dope. An old lady took a photo of my cat, Chips, went to the trouble of getting it developed, and put them in our letterbox this morning for you, your lovely cat. I always look for him, Gene. Oh, my Lord. Who doesn't love cats?
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. According to McClatchy, there is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. From 2000 to 2018, the number of soldiers being treated for the three aforementioned types of cancer has steadily risen. Experts agree there are some common denominators, including the location where the soldiers served and the obvious fact that they were all in the military. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of the Veterans Prostate Awareness, said, "We don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done." So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us as we come to you 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific time. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. With us is the infamous John Zemarek at Stream.org, and we've got lots to catch up on. Happy Thanksgiving, John. How are you, buddy?
You too, Bill. I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. You caused me to chuckle, as you always. I love your sense of humor. In one of your columns, you wrote, "Happy Trump's Giving America." Break that down for our audience.
Oh, sure. Well, you know, for like 20 years or more, political division has been an issue with holiday family dinners, Christmas, Thanksgiving, even Easter. And this year, it's worse. It's going to be worse than ever since the election in 2016, when the establishment of the Republican Party, the entirety of the Democratic Party, the media, social media, the universities, all decided this was not a legitimate election. Mm-hmm. The trolls voted wrong. They did not follow their clearly printed instructions, and they disobeyed us. So we are going to just torture them for the next 4 years. Right. We're going to keep trying to remove Trump. We're going to try to put all these people in prison. We're going to investigate everyone. We're going to hold them to a radically different standard than we held anyone in the Obama administration who lied to Congress, audited Christian groups and Tea Party groups, just ruthlessly abused the executive power, and spied on the Republican candidates, not just Trump, all through the election using the FBI.
Exactly.
But we're going to treat them. Remember when they started using the phrase the resistance?
Yes.
Well, if it's the resistance, then who is the enemy? They're Nazis. They're Germans who marched into France. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What don't you do if you're in the resistance? What don't you do? You don't collaborate. Okay. Anyone who collaborates with the enemy is a traitor.
That's
and indeed,
right.
The Democrats have just been absolute obstructionists on everything in Congress. Imagine if the Republicans had done to Obama what the Democrats have done to Trump. They would have been called traitors. They would have been called racist.
Right. Yeah, and John, just to think, I mean, there you are at dinner, and you ask somebody to pass the biscuits, and they're not going to pass the biscuits because you're not part of the resistance.
No, right. In fact, you're part of the enemy.
Exactly.
I mean,
no biscuits for you.
Imagine dinners during World War II, during the German occupation of France, where half the family was siding with the Vichy government and half the other half were siding with either the Gaullists or the communists.
Exactly.
It would not have been petty. So I don't face this problem because the way things have worked out for me, my girlfriend's going to one city, with her family.
Mm-hmm.
I have to be here to take care of the dogs because I've got two insane beagles who no one else can take care of. So I'm going to have a nice, peaceful dinner at a hotel restaurant with a great book. But
why
I have
not?
To face this.
Yeah.
But if you have to face this problem, there's a very good article at City Journal that I saw. The title of it is, I want to encourage people to go there.
Because we need some rules of engagement for the holiday here.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, look at my piece at stream.org, but there's a good piece at City Journal called Let People Be Wrong. Basically, what you should do if your niece starts talking about, you know, transgender theory, or your nephew starts talking about the resistance, you should pretend that you are an anthropologist. You're wearing a pith helmet. You're in khakis, and you're visiting some primitive tribe, and they're explaining to you their creation myth, how the world was created when a turtle laid an egg and a rooster hatched the egg, and, you know, just listen to it like it's really interesting folklore from some really different group of people you've never encountered before, and you're taking notes on a pad, and you plan to put on an exhibition about it at the Museum of Natural History when you get home.
Right. This is an incredible study in human sociology. I mean, because what's available potentially around the Thanksgiving table is quite the display of, of modernism,
like,
right?
Yeah, just say things like fascinating. What else do your people believe?
But don't take me to your leader.
No, don't say that. But tell me, if someone at your table is like a vegan or pretends to be glucose intolerant or something. Jeff, tell me about the food taboos of your tribe.
Right. I love it.
Under what circumstances will you eat human flesh?
Right. You see, you can't have this conversation with the Beatles, because they would look at you like, you're nuts. I got better things to do. I'm going to go chew on a bone somewhere. Leave me alone.
These dogs who I rescued love me so much, they stare at me like I'm Charles Manson and they're members of a cult. It's great. It's wonderful. Everyone looks at me that way. I want my own cult.
Why not, I guess. Well, this is an interesting time, and even in the headline of your Happy Trumpsgiving America, America can be very happy with Donald Trump. Look at the economy. Look what's going on with the stock market at every turn. I mean, the Democrats have got to be beside themselves. Michael Bloomberg has spent, $30 million plus to try to convince people that what he has to offer is going to be so much better than what we're experiencing. I mean, this is the bird in the hand versus not even two birds in the bush, maybe a bird, maybe half a bird in the bush. I mean, why would we even consider Michael Bloomberg?
Right. He's actually apologized for all the good things he did in New York, reducing crime. What he wants to do is take away all our guns so that only billionaires with armed security details like himself will be safe.
Yeah, like somehow that makes sense. And then along with it, he's gonna teach us how we're supposed to eat. Second Amendment, we can't protect ourselves, but he's going to have a guard detail to protect him, of course.
That is the key to it all. In fact, a friend of mine, Mark Smith, has a great new book that I think people should go out and get.
Mm-hmm.
It's called First They Came for the Gun Owner.
Yes, right, yes.
It's a terrific book, and it's about what philosophical beliefs, what ideological beliefs lie behind the gun grabbers. And you'd be fascinated to see it. Basically, the gun grabbers despise the old America of individualism, self-reliance, the frontier, churches, civic organizations. They find that anarchic and threatening and kind of seedy and tacky. They want America to be more like Belgium, where only the army has guns and the army is unionized and the army sometimes goes on strike.
Right.
And the media is controlled by the government, and if you say anything offensive, for instance, in Germany or France, you say anything that offends an ethnic group, you can go to prison. You can go to prison for criticizing immigration policy in Germany. In France, a judge ordered a critic of immigration to be subject to psychiatric incarceration and examination to see if she was mentally ill with the disease of Islamophobia. That's what the Democrats want. Remember, Obama wanted to fundamentally transform America into what he called a normal country. And by normal, he meant places like Belgium and the Netherlands and Luxembourg, where citizens don't have fundamental liberties. They don't really ultimately have freedom of religion. The churches are all owned by the government.
Yes. How delusional do you have to become to believe that? This line, first they came, of course, inspired by the German Lutheran pastor, Martin Niemöller, and it was about the cowardice of German intellectuals. The line, which is at the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum, and I'll read this as we go to break. First they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out because I wasn't a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't Jew. Then they came for me, and guess what? There was no one left to speak for me. That's what this all comes down to. John's America is with us. We've got more from John on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Biff Martinez.
His reputation is expanding faster than the universe. He once had an awkward moment just to see how it feels. He lives vicariously through himself. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Phil Martinez and I.
Fresh and independent we are, and just the way we like to come at you every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. John Zamarek from Stream.org continues with us. John, the IG report, which is coming out, that people are already ruffling over. There's already been some leaks, which is typical of the Beltway. You know, leaks is their currency. And I don't know. I have mixed emotions so far about what I'm hearing, you know, from Horowitz. He may be a bureaucracy guy, an institution guy who's going to protect the FBI, and it would appear on the surface that there is a sacrificial lamb in order, but Stroke, Page, Comey, the rest of them seem to get by with maybe a slap on the wrist. What do you think?
I'm afraid so. I think what you can hear is the swamp bubbling, and you soon hear the sucking sound of the swamp's critics getting sucked into the swamp and disappearing without a trace. The Justice Department needs to revisit this. Leading Democrats and leftist activists inside the deep state who have been acting like members of the East German Stasi secret police. These people, they don't just need to be fired. They need to lose their pensions. Some of them need to go to prison. But, you know, the way Roger Stone and other Republicans who work with Trump, they're going to prison
right.
for minor procedural violations. General Flynn went to prison, got sentenced to prison for absolutely nothing.
Right.
But the Democrats can lie on FISA reports, FISA requests, mm-hmm. and surveil presidential candidates on presidential orders and get away with it with impunity. We are like teetering on the edge of becoming a quasi-totalitarian state where the government, the media, the universities, and law enforcement all collude to punish dissenters. It's terrifying. If you haven't seen the movie The Lives of Others, you need to.
Exactly.
It's a powerful film
right.
about how this worked in East Germany. People on the left today have an ideology not that different from that governed East Germany, and they're perfectly willing to act like the East German secret police.
Kind of amazing and a bit ironic, if not hypocritical, just on its face, is how in dismay the Democrats, Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, Jerry Nadler et al. Are over, you know, regarding this suggestion of quid pro quo with Donald Trump, which doesn't even come to the same zip code by comparison. But all it tells me is that they have an idea that there is such a thing as quid pro quo, but they just can't seem to translate it when it's in their own company.
We have Joe Biden on video bragging about his quid pro quo with the Ukrainian
exactly.
government. Mm-hmm. We have Obama on a hot mic offering and accepting a quid pro quo with Vladimir Putin. The utter and absolute hypocrisy of the Democrats. They are simply throwing spaghetti at the wall like chimpanzees waiting to see if some of it sticks. Mm-hmm. And they're also trying to punish the voters. If you vote wrong, we're going to make your lives miserable. Anyone you elect, we're just going to torment them. We're going to try to drive them out of office. We're going to make you so sick of it that you're going to just vote for the Democrats like good tame sheep next time.
Exactly.
Because you don't want to get this punishment again.
Just make it go away. It's all part of the public indoctrination that's taken place. There's no doubt about it. And somehow this has to come to an end. I mean, the endless amount of dollars, resources that are being spent off, you know, this delusional chase for what? To impeach, to get rid of a duly elected president, to invalidate 63 million votes. And these are the same people that have the audacity, John Zamarek, to tell you that every vote should count.
And they want to eliminate the Electoral College so that a few counties in California and New York and the D.C. area control the entire country.
Right.
They want to open the borders so they can flood the country. They can flood red states and turn them purple or blue with millions of new poor people hungry for welfare, who grew up in socialist countries and has socialist ideologies, and will vote to keep abortion legal.
Exactly.
And our Catholic Church bill is for all this immigration because 40% of our bishops' income, 40% in 2018, was government contracts mostly serving immigrants.
Well, John, I got to tell you, ever since you shared that with me, I am fighting against that, and I appreciate you bringing that up, because we've got to keep this to the forefront. I mean, the truth of all this has to come forth. We can no longer continue on. If we're going to get this country back on track, and we're really going to return to some moral stability, all these lies, all this deception has to come to the light.
And if people want to learn more about that, please check out my new book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Immigration,
yes,
which goes into the immigration issue calmly and soberly in great depth with statistics and figures in history. And if you want to learn more about what's going crazy in the Catholic Church under Pope Francis, I also wrote The Politically Incorrect Guide to Catholicism.
Right. Just don't bring either one of the books to Thanksgiving dinner, because you might throw them against the wall next to the person that believes otherwise, that doesn't want to know the truth. Again, we've got to maintain some sort of semblance of civility, at least through the holidays. But we will continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And we're grateful, John, for you.
Thank
and
you.
Al Parada and the team. But we're not. We've got about four. Exactly. Well, we've got about four more minutes left, if you can put up with me.
Okay. Sure. Well, I've got another piece at string.org, which I'd like people to take a look at. It's a new piece. It's called Move Along, People. No Demons to See Here. My good friend Eric Metaxas, on the air with Franklin Graham, brought up the fact, he said there's a spiritual war going on under the guise of politics, that there's a demonic element abroad in America that is promoting infanticide, the stealing of human organs by Planned Parenthood, cutting out the beating hearts of babies, nine-year-old boys being dressed up like drag queen prostitutes at gay bars, sex offenders in drag doing story hours at public libraries. The left is behind and is backing a literally demonic agenda for America. Now, he got a lot of blowback from that. He got a lot of people making fun of him.
Mm-hmm.
And in my column at stream.org, I defend him, and I take it further. This upcoming election, for all Trump's imperfections, and I've been perfectly willing to criticize him,
right,
Trump and the Republicans are an ordinary, imperfect human organization trying to do some good. The Democrats have bought into an agenda that is absolutely demonic.
Exactly.
You don't have to think Trump is a savior. You don't have to think he's Cyrus. But he is a human, decent guy who's patriotic and wants a normal country. The Democrats are fanatics in service of a utopia that comes straight from the pit of hell.
You know, John, I appreciate, I was reading, again, 12 Rules from Jordan Peterson, and he talks about people who become ideologically fixed, that he says they really become stupid, in so many words, because you stop growing. You're so fixed in your ideology, and this is what's happened, sadly, to the Democrats. Also, to your other point, I spoke with Tom Brekka, and Tom is one of the attorneys with the Thomas More Society who is defending David DeLeiden, and you heard about, of course, the gross miscarriage of justice there. I mean,
a judge who is linked to Planned Parenthood.
Yes.
Got to be the judge when Planned Parenthood was trying to sue David DeLeiden out of existence. He ordered the jury to find in favor of Planned Parenthood. I mean, this was up there with the courts that Hitler and Stalin held for their political opponents. It was a show trial.
Exactly. Well, they have turned justice on its head, and the battle continues. But what David DeLeiden has gone through in the battle of truth and exposing the Planned Parenthood antics of selling baby parts is absolutely disgusting, and what they've gotten away with. But that's only to this point, because the battle continues, and we appreciate what Tom is doing, and we continue to pray for Dave DeLeiden and what he has endured for truth and liberty. I mean, this is just unconscionable what's been going on.
I think you should keep political asylum in Hungary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Seriously. He's getting the railroaded. It's just disgraceful.
Unbelievable. Well, John, how can people be in touch with you?
I'm on Twitter, JZMIRAK, or check me out at stream.org and check out one of my 12 books on Amazon.
You got it. Dr. John Zemarek, senior editor at stream.org. John, happy Thanksgiving. Thank you so much. Don't forget
to
feed the beagles, huh?
Oh, believe me, I won't.
Take care, buddy. God bless.
Bye-bye.
This is sponsored by BNY Mellon Investment Management. When it comes to fixed income investments, many Americans are left seeing question marks instead of dollar signs. BNY Mellon Investment Management launched a national research study in October 2019, revealing the vast majority of surveyed Americans do not understand fixed income investing, with only 8% able to accurately identify it. As the baby boomer generation enters its retirement years, an understanding of fixed income solutions has never been more important to help those achieve their financial goals. BNY Mellon's Inside Investment Portfolio Manager, Gautam Khanna.
Investors' needs change over time, especially as they approach their retirement years and begin relying on their investments to provide them with a steady income. As the third largest fixed income manager in the world, BNY Mellon Investment Management manages a full breadth of fixed income solutions through its 8 investment firms.
For more, visit im.bnymellon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's Black Friday today, then comes Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday is looming as well. And millions of Americans are expected to go holiday shopping over the next few days. The National Retail Federation, expecting about 115 million shoppers, are out there today looking for deals on Black Friday. This woman is a first-timer in Minneapolis.
It's my first experience ever in 42 years to ever be in a store on Black Friday. At all. So this is like coming in with a bang. But I think once Thanksgiving starts, it's on.
Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi saying he's resigning after weeks of violent protests in that country and after the nation's top Shiite Muslim cleric called for a change in leadership. Security forces in Iraq have killed about 400 mostly peaceful demonstrators and injured thousands more. This is USA Radio News.
Black Friday starts now at Banana Republic Factory. Get 60% off everything and an extra 60% off clearance. Shop our biggest sale of the year with cozy sweaters from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Black Friday starts now at Banana Republic Factory. Get 60% off everything and an extra 60% off clearance. Shop our biggest sale of the year with cozy sweaters from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Martinez here, coming at you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. As always, great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, how often do you check the weather? Let me tell you, here in Florida, I'm checking it all the time, especially when I get closer to the weekend. I want to know what the golf weather is going to be. I'm just saying, 4 out of 5 consumers say they check the weather every day, but where does weather data come from, and how can weather forecasting improve for consumers and businesses alike? Well, weather forecasts are powered by a convergence of data, supercomputing power, and numerical models. What most people might not know is that not all forecasts are created equal. Outside of the U.S., Japan, and some Western European countries, weather predictions lack resolution, or they cover areas of land that are too large to effectively capture some weather phenomena and are only updated approximately every 6 to 12 hours. For the weather company, an IBM business marrying the power of supercomputing technology with weather forecasting means we can now contribute new levels of insight to consumers and businesses around the world with the launch of IBM's new global high-resolution atmospheric forecasting system. And the weather company is now providing the most precise local weather forecast ever seen worldwide. Here to tell us more about it is Kevin Petty. Kevin is the Director of Science and Forecasting Operations with a public-private partnership at IBM's The Weather Company. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Bill. Appreciate you having me.
Well, you know, I love the advancement that has been, you know, progressing here in terms of weather forecasts and the way we can get information today. This is awesome.
Yeah, it is. It's fabulous. We're super excited about the release of IBM Graph. This high-resolution model is really going to change how people see weather around the world.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I touched a little bit on it, but explain to our audience, you know, weather forecast. Where does that come from? What makes up the weather forecast?
Yeah, so when we talk about the forecast that you might get on TV or you might access through an app or something like that, that is the product of mathematical models or what we call numerical weather prediction models. And these models simulate weather forward in time, and that's where we're getting our prediction from. And, you know, here in the U.S., we love to talk about weather, and in the U.S. and places such as Europe, weather has actually gotten much better in terms of the forecast that we receive. However, in other parts of the world, there's still a lot of work to be done.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about this new weather system from IBM and the Weather Company.
Yeah, IBM Graph is a new high-resolution global model that's going to update very frequently every hour. And with that type of model now in place, we're able to provide information to decision makers around the world to really protect things like people, protect property, and enhance a business's operations. And this is not possible without the use of IBM Power 9 supercomputer system. This system allows us to really speed the process of running this model. And I would also point out that our ability to bring this model to bear is really being driven through a partnership with the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder, Colorado.
Now, are we going to have access to this with an app on our mobile device?
Absolutely. In fact, the IBM Graph output is going to be integrated into the forecast that you might receive from an app such as the Weather Channel app or Weather Underground app, or if you go to weather.com, you're going to see enhanced forecast in those digital properties.
So will this be an upgrade to what we're currently using then?
Yes, it's going to be an upgrade, but not only here in the United States, but that's going to be an upgrade, as I mentioned, for people around the world and people such as in South Asia or in Africa or in South America are also going to be receiving these enhanced forecasts. Mm-hmm. And as you may know, those people are very vulnerable to the impacts of extreme weather, and so it's really important for us to get this information out.
Absolutely. I think this is a win-win all the way around. So if I'm understanding you correctly here, Kevin, you know, for those of us who already have a mobile app, the Weather Channel, for example, mobile app, so it will seamlessly be embedded in that, or we just have to, you know, it'll be called up to where we can add it to the system, or how will this work?
It's going to be transparent to you. It's going to be seamlessly added into the forecast that you are currently getting, and it's going to improve the overall accuracy and reliability of what we're able to provide.
So Watson's going to be even more Watson-y.
Yes, absolutely.
How cool is that? Okay, so we get the idea. So this is going to improve weather forecasting globally. So here in the United States, we've been, you know, quite spoiled with the technological advancement, but we're still going to see a difference. But particularly, like you say, overseas, I mean, this is going to be incredible.
It is, and we're super excited to bring this to the global population. I mean, if you think about a fisherman in Tanzania, now that fisherman is going to have access to data that will let him or her know that, hey, there's a thunderstorm approaching and you need to get out of harm's way. Or if it's a pilot, you know, flying around the world, they're now going to have access to information that will allow them to reroute their aircraft around thunderstorms or turbulence. In that case, you know, there's an opportunity to save fuel, save costs, but also provide a better ride for their passengers.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, Kevin, how were they doing this before? I mean, this just seems such a, like a quantum leap for them. I mean, you know, you sit out, you know, like the old days and, you know, you stuck your finger outside the window or looked at the clouds and said, well, they're looking kind of mean. Maybe I mean to make a hard left here or something.
Yeah, well, previously, and, you know, the way, what we had to rely on were global models, which are good, but these global models were operating at scales of, let's say, around 6 miles, and then they were updating 4 times a day. Mm. In contrast, now IBM Graph is going to be operating at scales of less than 2 miles, and it's going to be updating hourly. And so with that type of fidelity, we're now enhancing the information that we have out there to be able to provide to people. You know, it's another tool in the toolbox, and it's an important tool.
I got to imagine, Kevin, businesses are just, you know, they just can't wait, chomping at the bit at this. I mean, this is breakthrough technology.
Yeah, it's an excellent point. When you talk about businesses such as agriculture or energy or retail or even, as I mentioned, aviation, when we have that type of enhanced information, we're able to make better decisions. And those better decisions result in higher levels of efficiency and effectiveness. And at the end of the day, you know, reduces cost. And I think businesses are going to be really, looking for this type of data, and it's going to help them out.
Exactly. Well, we're talking with Kevin Petty. He's the Director of Science and Forecasting and Head of Public-Private Partnership for the Weather Company and IBM Business, delivering weather and climate services globally. He oversees research and development for weather solutions and is responsible for forecasting operations. So he knows what he's talking about here. Kevin, we understand that this is going to have a tremendous impact for businesses. And guess what? The consumers get to benefit from this too, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, because that means, in everything, if it's more efficient, this could affect the cost of goods and delivery.
Yep, definitely. You know, and just talking about kind of the general public, you know, with this type of information, protection of life and property, you know, that's a key aspect here. And, we're all going to be able to make these better decisions to really move our life forward in a way that's truly positive.
Don't you love this technology?
I love it. I love it when we can have an impact not only on people here in the United States, but people around the world. And weather affects all of us,
yeah.
And how we respond to it is very personal. And so when we can get such detailed weather out like we're doing now, this is a great step in the right direction.
Well, Kevin, we can't thank you enough for being with us. We appreciate the time and all the information. Tell our audience where they can go for more information.
Yeah, for more information on Graph itself, I'd ask you to go to ibm.com/weather. And if you download the Weather Channel app or the Weather Underground app, you're going to have an improved forecast. So go there as well.
Kevin Petty, Director of Science and Forecasting Operations at the Public-Private Partnership at IBM's The Weather Company. Kevin, thanks again. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Yeah.
This is sponsored by Facebook. The holiday season is the best time to give back to the causes we care about, whether in our own community or across the globe. Giving Tuesday, celebrated on the Tuesday following Thanksgiving in the U.S., is fueled by the power of social media and collaboration. This Giving Tuesday, Facebook will match up to $7 million in donations made on donate buttons and fundraisers on Facebook for U.S. nonprofits. There are over 1 million nonprofits that can fundraise on Facebook, so it's easy to find either a local or national organization to support, and 100% of donations made go directly to the nonprofit. Roya Winner is the communications manager for social impact at Facebook.
You can give back this holiday season and beyond in easy and impactful ways. With Facebook's fundraising tools, you can donate and help any nonprofit with a cause that's close to your heart.
For more, visit facebook.com/fundraisers. That's facebook.com/fundraisers.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bill Martinez live.
We're back with the America 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Paul Batura, the Vice President of Communications at Focus on the Family, is with us. Hey, Paul, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. Always good to be with you.
Always good. Happy Thanksgiving, by the way. It's the season. It's time to give and time to be thankful, right?
I love Thanksgiving. Not all the bells and whistles of Christmas, but just food and fun and family. What could be better?
And pumpkin pie. Pumpkin pie, cold turkey sandwiches, and as you say, family and friends and a great time, you know, and maybe even for those of us that have seen, you know, Tom Hanks in you know, the new Fred Rogers movie, maybe we're a bit kinder for the season as well. Huh? What do you think?
Oh, I think so. I think the spirit's in the air, and that's a great movie. I got a chance to preview that a few months ago, and it really warms the heart and helps bring you back to what matters most.
Well, Paul, I wanted to talk to you about Alive 2020. We got a little preview last year, you know, live from New York, which was so incredible what happened there in Times Square, you know. And since then, of course, Abby Johnson delivered her eighth child, which in utero was on the big screen that everybody could actually see a live sonogram of a soon-to-be-delivered baby. What an experience, what an eye-opener for many people that were so greatly affected by the truth.
It was an electric moment, Bill. You're right. And I think any of us who watched it or who were there, it still resonates. And we were so excited with the response, and the response was so strong that we said, you know what, we should take this to other cities, because
exactly
the goal here is to just show the world the baby. And it's hard to disagree. It's almost impossible to disagree when you see life moving in the womb. And that's what ultrasound allows us to do. And we're going to be in five different locations on the Saturday before Mother's Day doing just that.
That's awesome. And this will be a live 2020 brought to you by Focus on the Family and many sponsors who are getting behind this. And, you know, we're all in to support and help publicize this event because it is so critical. Even to this day, you know, we think that everybody should know. And even after the movie Unplanned, Paul, which was so revealing on the heels of even Kermit Gosnell movie, you know, showing the truth of abortion and what is beginning to happen is quite organic. The truth of abortion is coming out, and even the forces, the antithetical forces, are realizing that the winds are no longer at their back. They're headwinds into the big lie that they've perpetrated on America's women.
You're right. It's one of the greatest lies perpetuated in modern day, and you're right. By putting it out there and by doing this, we can't assume people know this. It's, you know, we live it, we breathe it, those of us who have been championing the rights of the unborn. But there's a whole new generation coming up who are swimming in the culture, and they're mm-hmm. hearing all the lies, and it's just important to kind of, you know, bring it back to the basic and show people, you know, front and foremost what preborn life looks like.
Exactly.
And that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, that it's not a piece of expendable flesh like they told women early on. And I say women, there were men that bought into the lie as well. I mean, they run the entire spectrum, men who cared, men who didn't care. We understand that. But what we're finding out, Paul, as well, is that more men are realizing that they participated in the murder of their child. And I got to tell you, when I have conversations with men today, many tears are being shed. And I have maintained, I don't know if I shared this with you, I believe that we're yet to hear the male version of the cry of Rachel across this country and around the world from men who realize that here they are, designed to be the protectors of their family, and they realize, I screwed up. Go ahead.
I'm so glad you brought that up, Bill, because you're right. Obviously, it's the woman who's carrying the baby and the woman whose abortion, you know, it does it. But boy, so many men play a role in terms of forcing, pushing. I mean, we have a child, our third son, whose mm-hmm. birth father demanded that he be aborted. And the only reason he's living is because she, to be honest with you, she fibbed and she didn't tell the truth and convinced him it was someone else's baby. And I look at him every day and I think about the fact that that man almost caused this boy to die.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very personal thing, and the reality is that men bear a tremendous responsibility in the 47-year horror that's been perpetuated on the country since Roe versus Wade.
Exactly. 63 million babies aborted, 40% from black America, 25% according to Guttmacher research, you know, from Hispanics. I mean, this has been an absolute holocaust upon people groups within our country. I mean, to this day, it shocks me that even black America and some Hispanics would even get in line behind the Democratic Party. I mean, I talk to evangelicals and they will say, oh, yeah, I'm a Democrat, and I'm going, wait a minute. I mean, tell me you're an independent. I mean, I don't, you know, because if you tell me you're a Democrat, it's like you have to avoid and just, you know, buy into the lie. I mean, just read their party platform. They are full on, you know, infanticide, and they support the sale of baby parts. I mean, to the degree that the person, David DeLeiden, who exposed them, he goes to jail, and they're the ones that broke the law, and they're scot-free. What's wrong with this picture?
It's an upside-down world, and, you know, we've talked about this before. You've talked about the whole Margaret Sanger history and the eugenics, and yet her vision is coming true. One of the things we saw in New York that shocked me, surprised me in a very pleasant way, was, you know, when we had this event, all kinds of protesters came out, not just pro-abortion people, but economic protesters, and there was actually some Black Lives Matters folks who came. And we had a slate of speakers that included Benjamin Watson, NFL star. We had Dr. Alveda King. We had Christina Bennett. They're all African-American pro-life stalwarts. And when they saw them come up and speak, the Black Lives Matters folks dropped their signs and walked over to listen. Now, did we change their hearts and minds? I hope a little bit, maybe. But, I mean, the reality was, I think in the black community, you sometimes don't hear this pro-life message.
Right.
And
sometimes the truth is incremental. It is a process. When you've been lied to for so long, it's like, okay, you've got to be challenged by something, and you hope for that word that's aptly spoken, Paul, that knocks down those walls, that gets through that crusty heart, and that just sits on that heart and causes the hearer to contemplate the truth of God, that this is life. I mean, this whole idea, I'll tell you, it absolutely rattles me when I hear the feminists talk about their reproductive right. Their reproductive right, last time I checked, involves three people, sometimes even multiples, because if you have more than one child in the womb, that reproductive right belongs to that child as much as it does the father and the mother, does it not?
The Declaration of Independence is pretty clear what everyone has the right to, and life is paramount and important, and you're right, it's a three-person decision, and sadly, the child is often the one without the voice.
Yeah, I mean, this is how crazy it's gotten, and I believe that America is realizing the truth more and more. And I applaud Focus on the Family, for the team, Paul, for their support and their passion to keep, pursuing the truth and making it evident to those across America that need the truth and the message of Alive 2020.
Well, I appreciate your voice in this, because we couldn't do this without broadcast partners like you. And, you know, we're going to be in Chicago and Dallas and Fort Lauderdale, Miami area, Atlanta, and then in Southern California on May 9th. If you want more information, if you just go to our website at focusonthefamily.com/alive, they'll get information there. You can sign up for the events. There's no charge. But just, if, you know, your folks could help us spread the word, that'll go a long way in helping to spread the good news here.
Exactly. And we're going to go ahead and link it on our website, too, at BillMartinezLive.com. Paul, you received a lot of anecdotes. I know I spoke with Jim Daly after the event in New York. And, you know, the impact, even though I say that some of this is a process, that word has to go out and kind of sit on the hard hearts of people who have bought into the contemporary narrative, and for them to realize, that they bought into a lie. But Jim had explained that there were some immediate reaction, that people were coming to the truth, coming to the knowledge of God and Christ, and this had to just be especially rewarding for the entire team.
It really was. I mean, we didn't know what to expect when we did this. You know, it was a live event. It was in the middle of New York City. We figured there'd be protesters. There were. There weren't that many, though. There were about 350, we estimated. The fact of the matter is, as the program went on, they grew more silent. I mentioned the Black Lives Matter folks who dropped their signs. There was a very palpable moment there when the heartbeat blasted across the speakers, and it just pierced the silence, which was another thing that surprised us, that everybody had been anticipating this ultrasound. But we continue to hear from people who were there, who feel inspired. You know, the old Abe Lincoln line about the spines of others are stiffened when you stand up for what is right.
Exactly.
That's what we're hoping to do. We're hoping to just give people courage to do the right thing, to encourage other people to have a voice, to celebrate life. And this is one way to do it.
And it wasn't like the mayor was there to give you a key to the city. I mean, even you're there in Times Square, you see these obvious, big, humongous electronic billboards, and you're going, for a moment, could we use those big billboards for the glory of God? Would that be possible? No, not at all.
No, and not only that, you have the New York Times, the granddaddy of them all, newspaper-wise. They're two blocks, Bill, from our site. They didn't cover it. 20,000 people in the middle of Times Square, they completely ignored it. And that's the way the left is going to engage these days. If they don't like our message, they either lampoon us or mock us or ignore us. And that's
exactly.
I think with life, you're seeing that more and more, because you can't argue. We're on the right side of history.
Without a doubt. Paul Batura with Focus on the Family. Paul, where can they go for more information?
Yeah, focusonthefamily.com/alive will take you to our site.
Thank you so much, Paul. Appreciate it. He's the Vice President of Communications for Focus on the Family. Have a happy Thanksgiving, Paul. God bless.
And you as well, Bill. Thank you.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.